Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk to get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays encore. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week live, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Plus, they repeat his show 1,000 times a month here because they like his show more than mine, which is fine. Which is fine. Not a problem. I have a different type of show. It's just different. That's all. So good for Steve Novotny. Anyway, we got the Belmont Buzz coming up this segment here. One is a warning about a coven of people here who you'd got to watch out for. And the other is a story about Carl Honeywell and what he's doing in Shadyside. That's the Belmont Buzz. That is coming up. But first, even Chris Cuomo, the pride of CNN, now he's doing something else with some other news outfit. I don't know what. Hardcore leftist, but even Chris Cuomo actually gets Donald Trump.
You got to stop thinking that the people who support Trump are like Trump, that they speak like Trump, that they act like Trump. They don't. They want to hire Trump to do a dirty job. They want him to be a virus to the political corpus. They want him to disrupt, to destroy, to demean those that they disrespect and dislike, the system that they distrust and despise. They want someone to do what they believe has been done to them and that they cannot do themselves. That's why they don't care that he exhibits terrible behavior, because they're putting him into a terrible place. If you're sending somebody into the jungle, do you really care if they're a savage? You see what I'm saying? And you have to understand it that way. You may not agree, you may not accept, you may not like, but that's what it is.
And, he actually gets it. Chris Cuomo actually gets it. This is our giant FU to the deep state and everything they've been doing to us over the decades, controlling every aspect of our lives, even to the point of controlling how much water we're allowed to use when we flush our toilet. We've had it. We've had it. We're sick of it. We don't believe a damn thing the old media has been telling us. When Trump calls it fake news, it was like, oh, my God, he's right. We understood that, but yeah, that's right. And you can't find worse fake news than the local crap here, with billionaire Bob's dying newspapers. I mean, the lead story today wasn't about the rally. It was about two failed Democratic candidates no one's ever heard of, no one ever cared about, I should say. And that's the lead story in the intel. That's billionaire Bob. A billionaire, I mean, obviously he inherited the money. How else would he get it? That's just him wagging his finger at you. They hate you. 7 and 9, they hate you. 7 wouldn't even do a story on the Trump rally. I read you the stories on the website. 9 buries it. Story number 8, behind honoring a story about honoring a fire truck. They hate you. Many of the decision makers behind the scenes in today's dying old media are journalism majors with purple hair and nose rings. They hate you. Watch CNN. Watch MSNBC. They hate you. Local media is the worst. Honestly, it's the worst. Why any advertiser would want to be associated with any of these dying local newspapers or these struggling TV stations is just, it's mind-boggling to me. Honestly, it's mind-boggling. Do you not understand how much they hate the people here in the Valley? And it's demonstrated by their hatred of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump simply represents MAGA Nation, simply represents everybody here, or damn near everybody here, except Sean Fluharty. By the way, have you seen his TV commercial? What an embarrassment. Jesus. 30 seconds of just, I mean, at first I thought it's got to be a parody. It's got to be a parody. Wait a minute, hold on a second. I think I have it. Let me see if I can find this thing here for you. Hold on. Okay, yeah. Okay, listen to this. Let me see, and you tell me if this is a parody done by the Babylon Bee or some other, you know, a snarky group on social media or on the internet or whatever. This might be a legitimate commercial or it might be a parody. Frankly, I'm not sure which.
This is the Northern Panhandle. We're proud about where we're from. We're proud about who we are. Isn't it about time we'd be proud of our politicians again? That's why I've been fighting for us. Against Big Pharma. Against special out-of-state interests. And anyone else in our way. I'm Sean Fluharty. I'm not just asking for your vote. I want you to be proud to make it.
Is that a parody? I think that's a parody.
Oh, time for us to once again be proud. Once again to be proud to be voting for our politicians. When the hell were we ever proud of that?
So, speaking of parody, this is another one that I think might be, and I'm not sure. Well, look, you heard the Sean Fluharty commercial. Now, I want you to listen to this one. This is for Kamala Harris, and you tell me which one is the parody. You heard the Sean Fluharty. Let's do the Kamala Harris.
I, Kamala Harris, am your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility of the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time. Right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's tight.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. You think the country went to shit over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, so that's one commercial. Now let me play you the Sean Fluharty one. And then again, you tell me which one is the parody. Which is the parody commercial? You heard the Kamala one. Now let me play this Sean Fluharty one again so you can compare the two. And then you tell me which is the parody.
This is the Northern Panhandle. We're proud about where we're from. We're proud about who we are. Isn't it about time we'd be proud of our politicians again? That's why I've been fighting for us. Against Big Pharma. Against special out-of-state interests. And anyone else in our way. I'm Sean Fluharty. I'm not just asking for your vote. I want you to be proud to make it.
All right, so which is the parody? The Kamala Harris commercial that I played for you or the Sean Fluharty commercial that I played for you? Show of hands, how many think it's the Kamala Harris commercial? All right, fair amount of hands. Now, how many think it's the Sean Fluharty commercial? Not quite as many hands. The correct answer, of course, is that both are parodies. But only one was meant to be a parody. The Kamala Harris commercial was meant to be a parody, but they are both parodies. Isn't it interesting that Sean Fluharty is so ashamed of being a Democrat? He doesn't even mention the D word. And he doesn't mention anything about supporting the transgender agenda. No mention of that at all. No mention of his support for Kamala Harris and before that, Joe Biden. No mention of any of that. Gee, I wonder why. Again, both are parodies. One was meant to be a parody. Sean Fluharty, isn't it time that we're proud to be voting for politicians? Who the hell is ever proud to be voting for Sean Fluharty? Jesus. This is the guy who was ejected from a basketball game at the arena as the story goes in the local media, he was loud and obnoxious, so much so that armed security guards had to escort him out of the West Banco Arena. And Channel 7 actually had some video on this. And there's Sean Fluharty being essentially being kicked out by armed security guards. And he's holding a big, big cup that appears to be filled with an amber-colored liquid. But Sean Fluharty was so bad, so obnoxious, they kicked him out. Armed security guards had to get him out of the arena. That's how disgusting he was. And now he's coming on saying, one last time. Again, this wasn't meant to be parody. It just turned out that way.
Be proud of our politicians again? That's why I've been fighting.
Hold on, let me push this back. All right, here we go.
This is the Northern Panhandle. We're proud about where we're from. We're proud about who we are. Isn't it about time we'd be proud of our politicians again? That's why I've been fighting.
Let's see, if I vote for Sean Fluharty, a guy who was kicked out by armed security guards, the arena, for being loud and obnoxious. I mean, how loud and obnoxious do you have to be kicked out by two armed security guards from the West Banco Arena? And he's holding what appears to be a giant cup filled with an amber-colored liquid. At least it seemed that way from the Channel 7 video. But now, if you vote for Sean Fluharty, oh, you're going to be proud of you voting for a politician again. Who would be proud to vote for Sean Fluharty, especially in light of him not even saying he's a Democrat? He couldn't even say the word Democrat. I mean, here, one last time. Hold on. Again, this was not meant to be parody. I'm sure that in Sean Fluharty's mind, he thought this was good. No mention of the D word at all. 30 seconds. Gee, you would have thought he would have been proud to say something about being a Democrat. But no.
This is the Northern Panhandle. We're proud about where we're from. We're proud about who we are. Isn't it about time we'd be proud of our politicians again? That's why I've been fighting for us.
Jeez.
Against Big Pharma. Against special out-of-state interests. And anyone else in our way. I'm Sean Fluharty. I'm not just asking for your vote. I want you to be proud to make it.
Well, if he was actually fighting against Big Pharma, he would have been fighting against the transgender agenda, because Big Pharma and big hospitals love the transgender agenda, chopping up little kids' body parts, making them permanently sterilized and mutilated. They make a lot of money off of that. I don't recall Sean Fluharty saying anything about opposing the transgender agenda. He's saying he stood up to Big Pharma. Well, that would have been a great way of doing it. I don't recall him doing that, though, do you? And no mention about him even being a Democrat. One of the few remaining Democrats in West Virginia. Oh, but yeah, we're going to be real proud to vote for a guy who was kicked out of West Banco Arena. Armed security guards. I think they were police officers. And he's holding this cup full of an amber-colored liquid. Gee, God.